first thing, your full name, where you farm, and tell me a little bit about your ag background.
Greg Garman from Ross County. I'm in the western part of Ross County, just south of Washington Courthouse, just east of Greenfield. We have a family farm. We have a grain elevator feed mill business. We have beef cows. We raise about 200 acres of hay and sell our beef cows, beef calves, into the Buckeye Signature Beef Program. All natural, no steroids, no antibiotics.
All right. Well, so we're getting toward the end of the trip, and, of course, the big part of the trip, the congressional visits. Before we get into that, tell me, sir, what is your kind of takeaway? What's been your reaction to the trip so far?
Well, this is my third year here, Andrew, and I really have enjoyed the difference, the upbeat attitude, the positiveness of the people we've met with. Everyone from the National Cattlemen's Association to the grains people, it's just amazing how much they are engaged and really, really want to get something done. I'm anxious to meet with Congressman Stivers this afternoon and see his take, but it's just been amazing. As one fellow said, the city has been turned upside down. It's so much fun.
All right. What are some of the biggest issues and concerns you have as far as being a beef producer in the state of Ohio? What do you want the officials to understand?
Well, we need to really encourage our officials to get some trade deals done. With NAFTA revisited, with the TPP being gone, we have the ability in this country to produce a great product, and we really need to share that with the world in a safe trading environment.
Okay, and of course, is that the message that you'll be taking to Congressman Stivers this afternoon then?
Actually, no, Andrew. Unfortunately, I live in a county where we are so inundated by the drug traffic, and I have been charged by both our county sheriff, our local police force, to try to encourage these men to do something to stem the tide of heroin. We have from theft in our countryside, from every family being affected. It's just really, that's the message that I'm taking today to Congressman Stivers.
Okay, and then sort of where do we go from here? What is sort of your thoughts on that as far as where things go from here, not only for yourself, but also for the elected officials here in Washington taking the message that you bring to them? Where do you hope we go from here?
Well, I hope to see some legislation, especially on the drug epidemic, that would really address not the incarceration necessarily, but the education of our young people. And the we have two prisons in Chillicothe in Ross County, and they're just full of men who many of them are connected with the drug trafficking, either theft or other crimes that just can't be stopped by just putting more people in the jail.
You said that the sheriff had asked you to bring that message. How did that come about?
Well, George and I are very good friends. George Lavender and I are very good friends. And we have a very, very good working relationship. It's just very, he doesn't have access. I mean, he does, but he's busy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that has come from our board and our policy development has been this drug epidemic. Mm-hmm. And so we have to do something to stem this tide. I really liked what Congressman Stivers said. You know, fund the programs that work. Make them accountable, because the recidivance rate is so high, 85% to 90%. If they don't want to get clean and they're not making them accountable, then how is this ever going to work? I see one of George's fellows deals with me a lot. Mm-hmm. He's a farmer. And he knows the houses he's going to. He gets the summons. And he knows, he said, this is the same place I was 2 weeks ago or a month ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know him by name. When he goes to the door and knocks, they know what he's there for. Mm-hmm. How do you stop that? How do you break that cycle? I don't know, but I really liked what I heard.